Won't you take off your wig so I can see them sweaty braids? Let me see that stocking cap that you got up under your wig. Don't lay your head on my shoulder, cause your wig smell like outside. Don't lay your head on me, cause your wig smell like outside.
Shout out to all the ladies with wigs and weaves that don't smell. Do something about it. Welcome back to another episode of Freedom Train. I am Joseph Ward. He is Patrick Irvin. And we bite because homies don't know how to ite because we the mics. VIPs up in the bites. Ain't that right?
Word.
Goddamn right it is. Hey, man. We brought to y'all by PAX Inc. That's PACTSINC. Make sure you visit the website at www.paxinc.org so you can learn a lot more about the organization, how they contribute to the Black community through a plethora of resources that they have available on their website. Also, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com so you can learn more about all of our wonderful podcasts and the podcasters that we have on the Freedom Train Network. Once again, www.freedomtrainradio.com. And there's a picture on the front page with me lying down at Lionel Richie on this cover with no shirt on. So, you know. I was going to do something like that for my birthday. My birthday just passed, too. I turned 38, y'all. So if y'all want to holler at your boy and show me some love, Cash App, $JoeWard84, and subscribe to my Patreon at patreon.com/OTSOG. So you can do that if you want to holler at your homeboy.
You know what's special about the number 38?
What?
Well, if you add 3 and 8, you get 11. And if you add 1 and 1... you get 2, and 2 is the first primary binary, and it takes 2 humans to create 1 baby. And so when you add those 2 humans together with that 1 baby, you get the Holy Trinity.
Life, that's some philosophy right there.
Cerebral,
that's
some philosophy. Cerebral.
Hey, man, I hope y'all was listening. I hope y'all was listening. Hey, man, look. So why we talking about sex? We're going to keep talking about sex. We got another video that's in the realm of sex. This is about relationships that involve sex. So polygamy versus monogamy. So you have 2 adults trying to convince 3 children to either choose polygamy or the monogamy. So we're going to run this and see if some dumb shit happens. So
let's just say your girlfriend goes out for a couple of weeks. What do you do when you feel a zing, a lustful feeling, you might say? You're hungry. You're hungry for some human meat.
Shit, now get him, Tobias. Get him, Tobias. I don't know. His name gonna be Tobias till I learn his new name. This beat trash. It beat hot trash, truly. Polyamorous. Okay, that's it. Polyamory.
Hi. Hi, Naya. I'm Michelle. How old are you?
I am 10.
You're 10? So are you going into 5th grade?
Yeah.
Do you know who your teacher's gonna be this year?
Oh, I actually started already.
You started already?
Yeah.
How old are you, Ty?
12. I like your tattoo.
Which one?
My neighbor Totoro.
His name is Ty.
You know my neighbor Totoro?
Yeah.
Oh.
My name is Shadow One. I'm 5 years old.
You're 5? When's your birthday?
I don't know.
So today...
So they should have stopped this shit right there. With her. She don't even know her birthday. So you're trying to explain to her concepts about relationships involving more than one person, and she don't even know her birthday. I'm just saying. I'm not the smartest person alive, and I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But if I'm talking to, first of all, a 5-year-old about polyamory, I don't know. Maybe they don't give a damn about it. And then I ask you, well, when is your birthday, Cheyenne? Shaiwan? She said, I don't know. She only knows she's 5 because her parents told her she's 5.
Yeah.
Now, what I do love about her is she is a lot smarter than what she seems. So let's just continue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's where you like have either two boyfriends or two girlfriends like that, or you have more.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Even if I have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, that I'm open to the possibility of connecting with somebody else.
What? Dad husband or dad husband? I don't get it.
Like an example I like to give when I talk about polyamory is, do you have a favorite food?
I like pizza a lot.
I can't decide.
You can't decide. Perfect example, right? Give me your top 3 favorite foods.
Can I give restaurants?
Sure, yeah.
In-N-Out, Chipotle, and Chili's.
Okay, awesome. Polyamory is saying, great, it's amazing that you love all of those restaurants, and you probably love them for all like different reasons, right? Whereas monogamy is like, you can only eat at In-N-Out for the rest of your life, and you can never have another restaurant again.
I like that.
Even though it's just food, it's feelings. I feel like if you do get, like, let's say 2 boyfriends, the other boyfriend would get jealous. Or if you say the other one of it, the other boyfriend would get jealous.
That's a really good point, and that does actually happen. I don't have to be equally in love with everybody, right? Maybe you're at school and you want to play with your best friend, but then maybe the next day, somebody who you've never played with before invites you over to the swing set. Your best friend, okay, she might be jealous.
Why would I sign up for a situation where I know I won't be prioritized as your highest priority as far as relationship or romantic partner? What would incentivize me to sign up for this particular situation? Especially if I've been, coached all my life to be prioritized as the highest romantic partner. Like, that's supposed to just switch off just because that's what somebody wants?
Yeah, the food analogy was kind of weak, too, because, like...
He liked In-N-Out.
Right.
I don't know why, but okay. But now it was stupid though.
Yeah, like because it's food, like it's not the same thing. But
right.
I guess a better comparison would be like trying to eat the food from all of those restaurants all at the same time. Like that's a much different scenario, even though it still like doesn't work. No matter how you shape it. And then the kids on the playground joint. So I can play with. So my best friend, right? This is her analogy. Your best friend, you don't want to play with them. You'd rather go spend your time with some new people that you ain't never met before. That like, so what's special about being your best friend at that point if you're just going to keep chasing new experiences?
Right, right. It's like, it's a reason why relationships like that are not as abundant in the West is because for one, that's not how we're cultured. That's not how we're brought up.
Right.
And two, the idea of being second, third, or fourth on somebody's priority list, that's not appealing.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to know it's not, because I mean, it's cool, I guess, if everybody's on the same page, because right. You know, they don't get mad if they're second, they just go find somebody to make first.
Them first. You know? And it continued.
Right. But at some point, it's like, it seemed like a pyramid scheme. Like at some point, you just run out of people.
Right. But also, you're trying to convince children who haven't even experienced just a relationship period that, hey, just choose as many people as you want. Like, that's not how you build relationship skills. Just like, dating everybody. You have to be able to sustain something with one person over time to build like real relationship skills, especially if like the poly lifestyle is not exactly what you plan on settling in for long term. Now, if poly is what you plan on settling in for long term, cool, but you still have to learn basic relationship skills.
Right. And so, like, so with that, I just want to say, like, I'm not even attacking the poly lifestyle. There are a lot of people out there that right. works for. I'm just saying her examples are trash.
Yeah, 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 I agree. I agree. She didn't do a good job of explaining shit at all. So, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you don't love her anymore, that you don't want to play with her ever again.
So is it basically this shy love hexagon or something?
Sometimes that works for people in polyamorous relationships. Like, you might have three people who are all in a relationship together.
But what if he ends up catching more feelings for her than you? Yeah, you're not good for me anymore. Me and Susie, who I met last night, which you allowed me to date, yeah, we're leaving.
Bye. That's absolutely a possibility. Everybody is allowed to follow their heart in whatever way makes sense to them. So even though it would be painful that my partner might have stronger feelings for somebody else, I would want them to do whatever made them happiest.
All right. Goodness. What made you want to...
Yeah, that little boy is, he's been here before. He was like, that don't matter.
Hey,
no
but it's like,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that's basically like, I mean, if you like it, cool. Because she's not doing a great job of explaining the poly lifestyle to these children. And this 12-year-old boy is like, you sound dumb as hell. Like, okay, that's what you want, that's what you want, but that shit sounds stupid.
Yeah, like, she's talking like she's living in a world without borders. Like, there are no,
yeah,
like, you can do whatever you want to do in her world. Like, why was that's opening yourself up to even more heartache?
What? Because basically what he's asking is, so are you considering other people's feelings in this, and how are you considering people's feelings? Because he's not saying it's not good, he's just asking specific questions that she really can't answer, because it's like, how is this beneficial? Or his reaction to it is like, I don't see the benefit of it, especially you're not even considering the feelings of everybody else, because like, hey, okay, well, I see this person, I like this person, but damn, well, this person better in bed than you are, so now I like this person more than you. So what's the foundation of the relationship? She needs to hit on that.
Yeah, I think the key to what I took from what he was asking was like, what about loyalty? And she basically said, there isn't any.
Right. It's just free-flowing.
Well, that don't sound appealing.
Okay. Right.
To date and go freaky-freaky with everyone.
It wasn't like a lightning bolt from God and all of a sudden I knew, but it was like, I want to allow myself to be as close to my like authentic self as possible.
Okay. Say you were to get pregnant, how would you know who the father was? because you're seeing all these men, how could you keep track? Would you just go to boyfriend number one? Are you the father? Take a DNA test. Nope. Okay. Boyfriend number 69,420. Are you the boyfriend? No. Okay. Well,
that's my dog.
Well, for me personally, if I'm going to get pregnant, it's going to be a very intentional, purposeful thing. And at that point, I would probably just want to focus on the one person that I would want to have a family with.
All right.
So what the hell is the point of what you talk about?
She's not serious about that poly life. That's what it sounds. It sounds right. like it's fun for right. her right now.
Right. I'm poly. Basically, to quote Manosphere Highlight Daily, I'm going to ride the cock carousel until I feel like I don't want to do it no more. And it's time for me to settle down and go chase after somebody who's worthy of me. That's what it sounds like.
She a bunny. She a bunny. Like, that's what I had a professor in women's psychology that put me onto this. She was a white lady. And she was like, we call women bunnies that would come to college and be anything other than heterosexual while they were young. But, you know, when they grew up and decided they wanted to blah, 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 they would be monogamous heterosexual. That's what she sounds like. She's just playing around, experimenting, having fun.
Yeah.
And when she decides to get serious,
she gonna go monogamous.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you're not, like you said, you're not serious about that poly lifestyle, because really you're a monogamous person who just gonna play the field till you don't want to play it no more.
I mean,
you're not helping your argument.
Nah, that might not have been what she meant, but that's how.
That's what she said.
That's how it came across to me. So, I would never
meet somebody
like this.
Hey, the speaker is responsible for what comes out of their mouth. And we're not interpreting her words. We're going straight off of what she said. She said that she'll be poly until she decides to have a family and settle down with one person. That's what she said. Well,
those are the words out of her mouth. All right.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your time.
Bye.
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 Enjoy your free life.
Bye.
Enjoy. Hey, little homie. Life. Little homie cold, bro. Hey, man. He was born in 56, and he lived to the 80s at an untimely death and came back. Monogamy.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm Evan. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Evan.
So how's it been going today? Like, do you have any thoughts on kind of like monogamy or polyamory?
Yeah, I say monogamy is not bad.
Monogamy is not. Why don't you think it's bad?
Like, it's not bad. Yeah, it's good.
I am leaning on the other side on being free to choose and to have many partners.
Free to choose. Why do you say that?
Because you just don't want to lock yourself up with one person and say, bam, that's your wife. Great. Now don't do anything else. You must only love her and you must only be with her forever.
That is intense. Do you have a favorite Disney princess?
Yes.
Who is it?
I have lots of them, like Cinderella, Ariel, Belle.
And they all have just one prince.
Mm-hmm, just one prince.
Yeah. And that's kind of what like makes it so amazing, is that like Belle finds her one prince. It wouldn't really be the same thing if Belle had like...
Okay, time out. He ain't doing a better job.
Mm-mm.
So far, he's not doing a good job. I understand he's trying to build the foundation of it, but you can tell he don't really work with children, because children are not dumb. It's a difference between being ignorant and stupid. Children are ignorant because they haven't been exposed to information, but they're not stupid. They can rationalize. Once you give them the information to give them a chance to wrap their mind around it, they can rationalize. But he's talking to them as if they fucking aliens or something. And it's kind of like you can see that the young girl, the two girls already have monogamy as etched in their mind. The young boy is on the fence. So it's going to be interesting to see how he communicates with Ty, because I think Ty is fucking with him right now. And I want to see how this goes.
Five princes.
It will be silly.
How many girls have you dated? And how many times have you watched Netflix and...
Right, on cue.
Netflix and chilled with them.
I've never met a person. the other blah. I don't know how to say it.
Do you think that it's good that your parents are monogamous?
Yeah.
Do you think like your mom would like it if your dad had another girlfriend?
No.
High tens, high 100s. You got to give me a ballpark here, man.
He grilling his ass.
More than two, less than 100.
More than two, less than 100. All right.
Do you like see these just in movies and that's why you decide to be monogamous, or do you decide on your own decision?
That's a really great question. There is something about having like one singular partner, one person you can truly depend on, that actually kind of help like simplifies everything, because it's about that stability and about that person who you know, no matter what happens in your life, that they will be there for you.
50?
Less than 50.
40?
It's narrow enough.
3?
It's narrow enough.
Okay.
Like, you ain't fucking nothing.
Are you bored with one girlfriend?
No, because, you know, like, my girlfriend's my princess, and just like Beast never gets bored of Belle, I never get bored of my girlfriend. Do you want to get married someday?
That's if I ever get married. I'm going to work on trying to get a girlfriend first.
You said a girlfriend, though.
Yes.
Like one girlfriend.
I have to work on getting one first before I try to get more.
Let's just say I think you're going to get a girlfriend. So once you have this girlfriend, are you cool with like her having another boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. As long as she's cool with me having another girl.
You don't think that like you would feel jealous if she was like kissing another dude?
Well, as long as she doesn't feel jealous that I'm kissing another girl. But I have to ask you a question.
Sure.
If monogamy is so great, then how come monogamy?
He said monogamy. And I agree with you.
Yeah.
I definitely think he's fucking with him.
He is fucking with him, dog. Because he realized he got dude and he fucked with him now. Because, I mean, like, he laid it out. Like, yeah, I mean, the idea of multiple girlfriends is, like I just said earlier, the idea of multiple girlfriends is cool. Damn, can I get one? But also, Ty's answering the question from a 12-year-old perspective as well, as far as being jealous, because Ty doesn't understand the sexual aspect that goes into the relationships that will heighten the jealousy. So yeah, you hear like y'all in the same house, and let's just say you hear Buddy in there beating her back out one day.
Yeah.
And then when you have sex with her, she ain't moaning like that.
Yeah.
That's gonna be jealousy. So like Ty doesn't get that, but the guy gets the grown up gets it, but he's walking on eggshells trying to explain it to him.
Sound like he's finna ask a really good question though.
Yep. Got that look on his face.
That's a really
great.
Why
are people getting married just to say, you know what, it's over. I don't want to be with you anymore. Take the dog, okay? I'm taking my son.
I actually think that's a really great question, but like I think it's usually way more complicated than that. And looking at people who have been divorced, like it's not just because someone like wants another partner. There's like a lot of reasons why people might get divorced.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Oh, for sure.
Well, what's your favorite food?
I don't really have a favorite food, man.
Name a favorite restaurant.
My favorite restaurant.
I don't have a favorite food, man.
Terra at Italy, and I would eat there 7 days a week.
Mm. If you were to only eat there just for the rest of your life, you wouldn't.
No, but people aren't inanimate objects that provide calories like food, so I don't quite.
It's a
see.
Metaphor.
It's a good.
Hey, Tom, pause it. Because all the dude had all he had to say that, but yeah, this restaurant can provide many different types of foods though.
That's the other angle.
Because like a relationship, yeah, this is one person, but this one person can provide me with a plethora of different ways to please me, just like the restaurant can provide you with a plethora of different foods to sustain you. You can't eat at the same restaurant for the rest of your life if they give you a variety.
I mean, Golden Corral gives you a lot of variety.
You can eat at Golden Corral for the rest of your life and get everything you need.
We don't have a Golden Corral up here, I don't think.
Man, we got a couple buffets, but Golden Corral still the best.
You know it. That's why that's the only one I remember. Anyways.
Just in full circle meal, you have to have several things on it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
For some guidelines, you must have your grains, which could be a girlfriend. You could have your vegetables, which could be another girlfriend, and then 50% protein, which could be your wife. The other drink on the side could be, I don't know, maybe another girlfriend. It takes many pieces of the pie to create one dish.
When it comes to food, that's true.
But let's just say your girlfriend goes out for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you feel a zing. A lustful feeling, you must say. What do you do? You're hungry. You're hungry for some human meat.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I would fast, and then that meal would be more delicious once I finally had it.
Shut up. Bruh, that's your answer? Absence makes the... How about I have discipline? Yeah. I have loyalty. I have commitment. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Hey,
boy, shut up.
I mean, look, because... Yeah, that was just a bad answer. Especially, because the 12-year-old ain't even going to understand that answer, first off.
He's not. And he's not trying to hit that shit. But because you had, as a grown man, you had a chance to teach a 12-year-old boy about discipline. Mainly dick discipline. Hey, just because I have a lustful feeling, and just because somebody wants to have sex with me doesn't mean I have to act on it, because I have something called discipline, which will help make my relationship strong.
Right. You don't get to do everything you want to do. Sometimes you got to refrain for the better results, the better end game.
Right. You made a commitment to this person in this long-term relationship, so I'm going to honor my commitment and respect my commitment and my relationship with my woman and exercise my discipline. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Boy, shut up. They both were trash. Okay. If these two people were in charge of teaching the next generation about relationships, it would be complete anarchy. It was almost as if neither one of them have actually been in that situation. I'm not saying they haven't, but the way they was explaining it was like as if neither one of them have actually been in relationships. So they were just explaining relationships in theory, not from practice.
I said everything I had to say during the video. Yeah.
You can't look. I talked to for the past 12 years, I've talked to all type of children about sex and relationships from kindergarten on up to college. Even adults. Matter of fact, I can give you from 5 to 99. I've talked to a wide age range of people about relationships and safe sex and all these different things. Yes, you have to talk to children differently than you talk to adults. But you got to know what the hell you're talking about when you're talking to kids, too. And if you don't know what you're talking about, it's going to be harder for you to actually break it down in simpler forms. And that was one of the main issues with these two, is they don't really understand it from a point that they can teach it and they can explain it well to others. That's why it came off as a clusterfuck. Right. That's why Ty drug both their asses. I mean, of course, the way young American people are socialized, especially young women. Young women aren't socialized to be in polyamorous relationships. Young American women are socialized to be in monogamous relationships. So of course, the young girls are going to choose monogamy. Now, in the end, Ty chooses monogamy, but the socialization of men are a bit different. Ty gets it. Ty understands multiple girlfriends at the age of 12. He gets it. But Ty also understands that at the end of the day, he don't want more than one girlfriend. Like most American men, you don't want... A lot of men fantasize about wanting more than one partner. And a lot of people fantasize, but in reality, they don't really want them issues. But y'all tell us what y'all think in the comments, though. Tell us what you thought about the young lady supporting the poly lifestyle, what you thought about the young man supporting a monogamous lifestyle, what you think about just relationships and sex, period. Just leave your thoughts in the comments and, you know, rock with us. Let us know. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, like this video, share it. Make sure, like I said, put them comments in there, man, and rock with us. But we're going to continue bringing y'all this information because, hey, polyamory versus monogamy.